It's unclear if the disaster response team was able to fly out from Nome to Savunga yet today. Weather has been delaying their departure. State Division of Homeland Security spokesman Jeremy Zedek says once they arrive, the four-person team will meet with local leaders and inspect damage.
They'll be there as long as it takes to get an accurate description of the damages that are there, find out who owns the structures that are damaged, whether they're insured or not, and what it's going to take to get them back online and back to their pre-disaster condition.
Zedek says the work that goes into making a disaster declaration determination is complicated and involves looking at what needs are not being met by other types of revenue.
It also depends on the size of the community and the resources that are available to the local government to repair the damage. If it's beyond their capabilities, then that's when we would look at either a disaster declaration, an administrative order, or working with our volunteer organizations to meet the needs.
Zedek says community officials have also asked for assistance in managing the ongoing response.
The mayor has done a really great job being the point person for this disaster. He's been hard at work for about a week now, and he just needs a little bit of a break. So we're going to help him out with some of the tasks that need to be handled as far as just managing the disaster.
He says emergency supplies from the Red Cross and others have helped meet the needs for residents there, and some regular service has returned.
The local store has been able to reopen. They have power now. They were resupplied. There was some damage to the goods in the store. Some of their cans froze and broke. They have been resupplied and have a good stock at the store so people can go and get items as they would normally.
Zedek says it's expected the team will be in Savunga for at least a few days.